Survivor Specialist Phil and Alexa are back with another one of our Season 40 Winner Retrospective podcasts. And today we are joined by Judd Sargent, making his second appearance on the show. He's going to be talking all about Danny Boatwright, the first person to return from Survivor Guatemala. Judd, how does it feel to finally have Guatemala represented after all these years?
Oh, thank God. Finally. I mean, I'm very excited, very excited. And thanks for having me again. But I am very excited for Danny to get back. At least somebody got back from Guatemala.
About time.
The lost season.
Seriously.
And the most difficult one, too.
Yeah.
We had Brian Corden on last season for like a power rankings and predictions thing. And he was saying like, I don't know if I actually want anybody from Guatemala to ever play again, because at this point it's like the thing we have. And now there it goes. Here's Danny about to go out there and probably do really well, I would think.
Yeah. Talk to us. How do you think Danny's going to do?
I think Danny's going to do very well. I am actually going to be rooting for Danny. I mean, she's an ex-teammate of mine. I have to. Plus, I voted for her. Plus, I voted for her to win. But I don't want to be a hypocrite and not root for her. But I will definitely be rooting for Danny. And I think she's going to do very well.
Yeah. I mean, I think what's going to work out for her is that she's going to be just forgotten at this point. And I think that's a good thing coming into a season like this, where you have like huge, huge legendary players. And not to say Danny can't play like a legend, but people don't think of her in the same light as Boston Rob, Sandra, you know, Parvati. It's just not the way they think of her. And I think that's going to work wonders for her, because she's just as dangerous as anybody out there.
Well, that's exactly that's what she did in Guatemala too. She a very low profile, and she knew exactly when to say it. She's an athlete, that's for sure. But most of all, I mean, I would say that game, 75% is mental, 25% is athletic. Mm-hmm. And, you know, that's what she has. She has the 75% more of a mental way to win than, you know, I know there's going to be tough competitors out there, but mentally, I think she's going to do great.
Yeah, and she was on the bottom for a lot of your season, and she managed to make her way through. So I think that she's one of those players, like, she doesn't have to change her game very much, and there's never a point where Danny's out of it. That's what I think is it could be very useful for her. There's never a point where you say she's just going to be the next person booted. There's nothing she can do about it. Like, I feel like she'll always be looking for a way, even though your season, the first season to ever have a hidden immunity idol, and now this season, you know, there's going to be idols all over the place. I mean, do you think she's going to be able to adjust to that well?
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. She's very smart. I mean, Danny's, she's been watching it, I'm sure. I mean, I know the game has changed drastically, but she's been watching, and she'll fit right in. I mean, with the new guys, I guess you would call it. I mean, they're calling this an All-Stars, but I got to get this off my chest.
Let's hear it.
All-Stars are something that, you know, growing up as a kid, you made your all-star baseball team, you made your all-star football team, whatever it was, hockey, softball, volleyball, whatever it was. Now, my gripe is that Chris Daugherty, like I said, 75% mental, is left on an island with six girls and winds up winning and was never asked to be on an all-star. That, to me, is, I think more of this all-star is more about your what?
Popularity.
Yeah, your popularity.
That's
what I think. I mean, an all-star, yeah, this is great. All-star, I don't even know half of them anyway, but.
it's a lot of those brand new winners.
I know.
Yeah, I don't know the brand new ones. I only know the ones from 1 until 18. No, I'm just kidding. But anyway. Who's ever has played four times? I mean, you know.
Well, this will be perfect when we start talking about who is Danny going to align with, considering almost every single person on her tribe, aside from Boston Rob. She has Boston Rob, Ethan, and Parvati. Everybody else played season 25 or later. So this will be absolutely perfect when we start asking you what you think her relationship is going to be like with somebody like Michelle or Adam or Jeremy or Natalie. You know, how's that going to go?
I think it's going to go great with her. I mean, Wendell. I think she's going to – I really do. I mean, I think she's going to do very, very well because she's very easy on the eyes too. I mean, I'm very happily married. Very happily married.
I believe your wife is actually sitting right next to you.
She's right over here. Hello. You know, that keeps you around too. I mean,
well, you can also tell her.
Tell her what?
What I said when I was visiting you in Guatemala.
Oh, yeah, let's hear this.
My wife has a little gripe with you.
Probably.
I definitely would have won, but let's have Kristen explain this one.
Okay. Well, when I got off the boat to see Judd, well, to go and meet the rest of the people that were still there, which was Danny, Rafe, and Rafe, Cindy, and Cindy,
Lydia,
and Lydia, mm-hmm. and I saw Danny, and Danny would not look at me in the eye.
Ooh.
So I said I have very, very good judgment with people. And I said to Judd, I said, Judd, what is this girl's problem? She won't even look at me in the eye. And also Stephanie was there. And I said, what's her problem? I said, if I were you, I would never, ever trust this girl.
And here we are.
Oh, don't worry about it. She's going home tomorrow night. She's going home. I'm like, I don't know. I'd be careful.
And look at that.
Judd was the next person to be voted out. Because he said, no, you said she's the next person to go.
Oh, no, I did say that.
Yeah, that's what you said to me.
Right.
That's right. He's like, oh, no, the plan is she's the next person to go. So if he would have listened to me.
You could have won, Judd, if you listened to her.
That's right.
I'll be going back. I'll be going back.
That's what we're waiting for. Now that the flood Guatemala.
Yes.
Now that one person's returned.
The one and only Kristen.
Kristen, let's get you on the show.
Let me finish that little. She did say that when she was leaving, she said, Judd, I don't know what it is, but just kind of stay away. You only have 6 days left. Kind of stay away from her if you can. And I said, yeah, no problem. She's going home anyway. But see, that's the game Danny plays. She's very likable. Like she was, like after that all happened and my wife left, that's when Danny approached me and said, yeah, who's the biggest threat here? Now, I just said anything she wanted to hear. So she went back and told Rafe and Stephanie right away. Like, oh, my God, Judd said you're a threat. Oh, my God. But I was only saying that to make her, you know, what she wanted to hear. But see, that's the mental part with Danny. That's what's going to get her quite far in the game because she's very likable.
Yeah, and so what do you think?
Yeah.
What do you think on this season? Oh, on this season, do you think she's going to be playing with a bunch of Judds or a bunch of Kristens? Like, are they going to be wary of her or is it, she's just going home tonight?
She's just going home tonight.
Bunch of Judds.
Okay.
Yeah, but you know what? I can't say that because it's difficult because she's also an athlete. So you want her around.
But if you think about Parvati, a lot of them are like her. Mm-hmm. You have other girls. Mm-hmm. You have other people that are like Danny.
Yeah, my wife's saying that Parvati and Danny, they're both beautiful. Santa. So keep them around.
I've met a lot of the people. In life that I've already met them, they're all like her.
Mm-hmm.
There's a lot of people that are like her, so I don't know. It's gonna be interesting.
It is.
I think, like I said,
I'm team Danny. I'm definitely rooting for Danny, but she's, like I said, she's very likable and she's definitely an athlete. So when she gets there,
Amber,
in Fiji,
they're all like her.
They're gonna know already that she's physically equipped and ready to go when it comes to challenges. She's definitely, I think, a force to be reckoned with.
Yeah. I think what will be good for Danny, especially when it comes to challenges, is that she's starting on the same tribe as Parvati. And I think people will be more scared of Parvati than Danny. So Danny can just fly under the radar again.
Right. And Parvati played
much more popular.
Parvati played not too long ago. What was it, 3 years ago?
Parvati played that was season 20,
Jack.
She played like 10 years ago.
I thought she played on like an all-star, not an all-star, blood, not, so I thought she played already.
Sandra did. Sandra played in 34, but Parvati hasn't played since Heroes Villains.
Sandra's also about to play in 3 days.
Oh, Heroes of Villains. That's what it was.
Yeah.
Yeah, but see, that's the thing. She's going to be very low on the radar, Danny. Mm-hmm. Very mm-hmm. low. Because she's forgotten about. They forgot. They're like, who the hell is this? From
so
season smart. 11, Guatemala. Wow. The only person I knew on that one was Judd.
That's what everybody's saying. Uh-oh, where'd he go? Oh, he's back. He's back.
Here I am. There's a fall.
He made his grand exit. He said all anybody remembers is him, and then he was like, forget it, I'm out.
Yeah. Oh, I know. I mean, you know, I would love to be asked again, but if you talk about Guatemala, I'm not being conceited or nothing, but come on, give me a break, man. You know, yeah, Judd. I mean, but I was just being me, and I was asked a couple other times, but anyway, we'll get there one day.
We'll get
there.
But anyway, I'm very excited for Danny, and then, like I said, it's going to be great because she's forgotten about it, and she's going to be very, very low on that radar, boy. Very low.
So let's get an actual number. What placement do you think Danny's going to get? Is she going to win? Is she going to get fourth? Is she going to make the merge? Let's get a number out of this. Okay, we've been asking everybody.
Definite merge. I would have to say final three.
Love it. Love that confidence.
Final three in Danny. Final three.
I just talked
to Jamie Newton.
Oh, wow.
Wow.
Yeah, a couple days ago. He was excited for Danny, too.
He's rooting for her.
Team
Guatemala.
So. Yes.
I feel like Guatemala, it's such like a pride point at this point because like we said, this is the first person from Guatemala going back. And it's like if she wins... Does that make Guatemala all of a sudden? Are we going to see like a surge? Because we see all these pre-merge people playing again, and we've seen that a couple of times. No better. There's like one of the best pre-merges is yours with Amy and Margaret and Brian. I mean, that's a great pool of people to pull from. And then your post-merge, you have people like you. And I know Rafe is doing very well, but he's there. Jamie. There's so many people to pull from that season that have just been forgotten. If Danny wins, all of a sudden it's like, oh, we should all go check out Guatemala again.
Well, if I was to produce the show, I would call it Lost and Forgotten.
Yeah.
That's the name of the season.
Yeah, why not? Sure.
But
I mean, so, it really was, though.
So who
now, what do you think about everybody always coming back, like the Joe, the Sandra, Rob, Russell? I mean, how do you... You're a fan of the show. What do you think?
Alexa, this is you.
Well, I also really want to get on the show. So I do like the opportunity for a lot of new people to come on. But I don't mind it. It feels like it's been a lot recently.
It's the same people.
Yeah, right. That's the thing. Like, there have been so many good new characters. Like, bring them back. Like, give the people who've only played once another chance, you know?
Right.
I think I'd prefer that.
My whole Survivor, you know, it was like people think they have a pregame before you get there.
Mm-hmm.
But Survivor actually starts when you're there. This way you can physically and mentally size everybody up.
Yeah.
So when all of these people are going back and they think they have a different plan or they think this, no, it doesn't work like that. When you get there, and you look at these people and you size each of them one, it's a big difference. So, you know,
yeah, and
they say Joe and so on and so forth, but, you know, Russell and them, but I don't know, man. You know, you don't know until you get there. I mean, there's really no game plan, I think, until you really size yourself up with people.
Well, and I think Fair Play has been pretty vocal about that. He had an alliance plan going into Fans versus Favorites the first time. And he said once he got out there, he realizes, I hate everybody in my alliance. I don't want to work with any of these people. And I think that's what's going to happen with this winter season is I bet that there's like six or seven people who are like, I'm definitely working with this person. And then you get out there and you realize like I don't want to work with this person. I don't like this person when I'm starving and have to live with them and they're running around looking for idols and they're crazy. Like your mind's going to change by the time you get out there. So, you know, I think that it's going to work out for some of the old school people who don't have necessarily a lot of connections.
Right.
You know, Ethan and Danny and Yule, you know, they don't have any connections really. Yeah.
Right. That's a great point. Like we said, again, under the radar.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, you know, all of these people like Rob and Sandra, they're plastered all over the place. If I went into the game, I mean, I didn't win, but if I was in the game and Sandra and Rob and Russell or whoever was there, you're out of here.
Yeah.
I mean,
I think they're in big trouble.
I mean, oh, without a doubt. But then again, you never know until you get there.
Yeah. And Danny starts on a tribe with Boston Rob. So she's got to already be thinking like, okay, well, I'm going to beat him. Like, you got to think they're going to vote Boston Rob out first if they lose. You would hope.
Well, that's where I hope Danny goes with this. I hope she's definitely going to stick. Like, Danny, she talks very well, too. And, you know, you're at, you know, she knows what to say at the right time. So I hope she says, all right, well, guys, listen, you know, Boston Rob's played, I don't know, 100 times in Sandra. Let's get rid of the big dogs first and keep the old cats around. You know what I mean?
And there's a lot of one-time winners on her tribe. So, like, one-time players, I mean. The tribe she's starting on, her, Adam Klein, who's only played once, Ben, who's only played once, Denise, who's only played once, Michelle, who's only played once, Natalie, who's only played once. And then you have, so that's more than half of her tribe. Then you got Ethan, Jeremy, Boston Rob, and Parvati, who have all played twice or more. But six people on her tribe have only played one time. And, I mean, they could even say, let's align, let's get rid of these people who have had multiple chances. And, you know, are viewed as better players than us because they took two tries to win.
I think that will happen in, at some point of the game where they will realize, wait, you know, we've played already. We better stick together. The ones that have been playing for the last past 10 years and the ones that haven't been, ooh, they're going to sneak up and attack. That's what I hope happens.
Mm-hmm. Who do you think, like, she would ally with right away? If you're looking at some of these people who are out there, who do you think she aligns with?
She's definitely going to align with, I would think, with probably Boston Rob, because, like I said, physically, she probably, only not for long, I'm just saying, for a little bit when they get to camp and, you know, they talk about their life and they talk about this. And, you know,
I
think.
His wife's there, too. I'll bet you with his wife, Amber.
Mm-hmm. Well, yeah. Amber, but, yeah, but you know what? It's nice to get in with the guys, too. I mean, you gotta.
And she can fit in with the guys pretty well, I think. I don't think that's a problem for her.
No, that's the thing. She can easily fit in with any one of those guys. Like, she can be their best friend for 39 days.
Yeah.
You know what I
mean? And how do you think her and Ethan will work together? Because I don't know too much about, like, how they are together, but they're both kind of old school players. Do you think that she aligns with him or tries to align with him early or no?
I think that she would. I think she's going to align with Danny, you never know, though. But I have a feeling she's going to align with the old schoolers.
Mm-hmm.
That's what
I mean, that's what I think she's going to do. I mean, like you said, that's a great game plan. I mean, that's a great way to get in that game.
I think Ethan, go knock off
all the newbies and let's, you know.
No, Ethan's from Longhorn.
No, I know. He would be Ethan. Still. Yeah. That's what you do.
I would knock him out.
Ethan. Yeah, that's what I'm thinking,
think
too.
Is, can I ask you guys, who do you think the final three might be?
Oh, Phil, you actually wrote it down, so why don't you go with that? I'm still not sure. I think we both think Danny's going to do really well, at least out of everybody.
I had when I had originally done this, so I ranked it all out before they actually went onto the island. Once you heard that this is who's going, I wanted to rank it out before, you know, you get any weight loss or anything like that. I know there's so many twists and stuff now, but I have the final three, and it's huge bias, but I have Michelle, Adam, and then I actually think Tony Vlachos has a chance to go really deep because I think he could almost be like a goat on this season a little bit.
Oh, yeah.
Tony from Jersey?
Yeah, from Jersey.
Tony from Jersey.
Nah, he might go in there like a raging lunatic about those
again. Yeah. I think he could pull it off. I think if there's any season, though, that Tony can go far again, this is the only chance he has because everybody's a huge threat, and there's bigger threats than Tony out there.
Yeah, but I don't know, man. I think Tony might lose it again.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, there's going to be so many idols floating around. There's going to be, you know, so much going on that you really, I mean, he went, the last time he played, he just went in there like a lunatic.
Oh, yeah. I mean,
even when he won, he played like a lunatic.
Well, he did, but he played very well. I mean,
yeah.
He definitely played well, but the second time he played, it was like, I don't know, he's like,
I don't even remember him.
He never played before.
Like, he was crawling around high. He was doing a spy bunker, remember? His spy grave.
The spy grave.
Yeah.
The first one, two, three, first 3 days or whatever it was.
Yep.
Yeah.
I mean, you know, you really got to be careful. I mean, you can't run around like that. I mean, especially in the All-Stars, they're not going to, these people ain't going to put up with that. That's for sure.
Yeah. And I wonder, I mean, I think there's a lot. The problem is I like to put like a louder person in there and think they can go far. Cause I feel like every time we have one of these seasons, there's always somebody you're a little shocked to see go as far as they did. You know, I mean, in Game Changers, Ceri makes it all the way to Final Six. It's like, how is Ceri and Aubrey? They're still in the game at Final Six, Final Five. That's crazy. You're not expecting that. And so that's what I'm thinking on this season. I'm like, all right, Ethan, I think will go far. I think Danny will go far. I think Michelle will go far because she's quieter. I think Adam will go far. But who's going to be that loud, larger-than-life character who's going to go far as well? And I do think Tony is probably the best chance of it because Tyson's such a huge threat, and Boston Rob is such a huge threat.
Oh, Tyson.
You know? So yeah. I think it could be Tony.
Well, Tony's by far going to be – I mean, people from Jersey are quite vocal.
Yeah. You know, I mean, that's where I'm from.
How it is. So, oh, you too?
I am. Yeah, yeah. I'm from just south of Toms River. My old boss used to bartend with Stephanie LaGrosa. Yeah, no joke.
Right. Yeah, you told me. That's right, right.
Yep.
Oh, yeah. Tony, by far, now that I think about it, he's going to be the most vocal.
Like, oh, yeah. He doesn't know how to be quiet.
Right, right. Like, he's pretty entertaining. But, like I said, he's got to change his game plan.
Yeah. I mean, I'm all in for – I hope we get many, many episodes of Tony because – gosh, we were robbed in that last season he was
on. He's fun.
I want so much Tony.
Yeah. No, I got to go for the Jersey boy too. And that's it. The Jersey boy and Danny, that's it. No more. Just
So one thing we like to ask everybody is if you can't pick Danny to win, who do you think is going to win?
If I can't pick Danny?
Yeah, it can't be Danny. Yeah.
I'm going to have to say Tyson.
That's what I mean, too.
Tyson.
Yeah. He's another one. He gets along with everybody. Very nice guy. Great athlete.
Yeah.
Great swimmer. And, Tyson.
It's in the same spot, right?
Fiji, right?
Yeah.
It's in Fiji, yeah.
Still in Fiji, yeah.
They're
going to
be changing it up again.
Nope.
Here's my
board. I guess not. We're now going back to Guatemala. Oh, hey. Oh.
Say hi, buddy.
Hi, bud.
Yeah. He's a big Survivor fan, too. I'm very excited to watch Danny.
I like your pick of Tyson, and I don't have Tyson going as far, but what I think is interesting about Tyson now is we've seen him change so much, and this is going to be his fourth time playing, but we've seen him change so much every time he plays. I mean, the first two times he played, he was kind of like a dick, and I loved him. I thought he was amazing, but he was just that single 20 or mid-20s guy who's just like, I'm going to be annoying to you, and you're going to hate me. Then he goes out and plays with his girlfriend, and you see a more soft side to him. And now he's married with a kid, and like I feel like we could just see like such an evolution to him where in the four times he's played, we've just seen like the ultimate arc of a character, and he very well could win again because his best game was when he played the softer Tyson.
Yeah, but I don't think he's going to play soft, though.
I think there's a difference, though. I don't think he'll play soft. I think he just is maybe like a softer personality. I mean, he was aggressive as anything in Blood versus Water, him and Jervis running around the Coconut Bandits.
Right. Yeah, but he's definitely going in there now that he's married with kid. He's going in there and saying, whoa, I need this money now. And he's going to, but he's another one. He's, you know, he's low, on the radar. And
that's why I think
actually him and Danny kind of remind me of each other.
Mm-hmm. Except he's played a couple, he's played a couple more times. So he's more relevant in people's minds. And Danny's kind of just been out of it for a while.
Right. And Danny has brown hair.
Yeah, that's it. I think they're probably the same height. I mean, geez.
Same length.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, same length.
I think there's a lot of possibilities.
Were you expecting me to not root for Danny, or what was your
I figured you were going to root for her.
Yeah, I thought you would. I thought you would. I figured, like I said, I think all the Guatemala people, just seeing another Guatemala person out there, I don't think you guys would have cared who it was. It's like, all right, let's represent. We're the kind of the forgotten season. Not kind of. You are the forgotten season. Let's get out there and let's have that person win and like change the perspective. I mean, everybody likes Guatemala. That's the crazy thing. Everybody likes it. It's just nobody came back from it.
I know.
You know,
like I said, lost and forgotten about. But
not anymore.
Yeah, No, she's going to bring Guatemala right back on the map, folks. You heard it from me first.
You heard it.
That's it.
A lot of people are coming to see Judd, but I mean, actually, we've been seeing...
Yeah, now back to Survivor again. I think now they pick the people based on their popularity. Right? Forget about, like I said, with Chris Daugherty. I think it's based on your popularity. Now, I found out through the grapevine that, Guatemala, there was no, what do I want to say? Not personality, but there was nothing. I forgot what I was going to say, baby.
Why
who wasn't coming?
No one from Guatemala.
Yeah, well,
I heard through the grapevine.
But... Yeah, I forgot what I heard. But anyway, I got sidetracked.
What might have hurt And I know you said you were the what everybody remembers from Guatemala, but I think what might hurt is that there's not the, because nobody played again very recently after, now all these years later, there's not the giant star that jumps out from that season right away because nobody's played again. And I think that might be, you've heard like, oh, well, we don't have our Stephanie somehow came out of that as still the star of that season, but she'd already played Palau. So she's the star of Palau. And then everybody knew her going into Guatemala. So it's weird. I mean, it's a very weird situation, but when people are playing three or four times now, I mean, I mean, Joe Anglim barely had any confessionals the last two times he played, but I feel like I know who Joe Anglim is because he's played three times in seven seasons, eight seasons. Like, it's so quick. It's just like over and over and over again.
But
you know,
with Danny again, I think being that she hasn't played for so long, I think it's better for her.
I think it is too.
Do you think she's at a disadvantage because a lot of people have played on the island that it's on and she's only played in Guatemala and hasn't actually played in Fiji?
Yeah, yeah.
No, I mean, you kind of,
I hope they don't
adapt to your surroundings quite easily. I mean, it's going to be, they're probably going to be on a beach somewhere or whatever. Mm-hmm. She'll adapt well with that.
I'm saying about hiding the idols.
How many idols you think there's going to be? About 40?
Oh my god, I don't know if I can count that high, Judd.
I mean, that's what's great about this, because Danny might put old school back on the map. I mean, that's what I'm hoping for. Bring it back. Because everybody that's already played like me, and everybody, I know a lot of people would like to play again. But that doesn't mean we're down and out, man.
Mm-hmm.
Get us back in there. We'll play the same game that, it's different with the idols. But, it's got a little confusing. But, you kind of get used to it while you're there.
Yeah.
Yeah, and this season's going to have the currency, too, which is a whole other ball game.
Right. I mean, what is Rob and Sandra coaches or something?
Yeah, when are we getting our Judd statue? When's that happening?
Yeah.
What? Yeah. Oh, I know what I was going to say about the popularity. Okay. A lot of people are getting asked back because of their popularity, which is okay. Mm-hmm. Great for them. Now, I work at a hotel. I mean, I still have people check in that say, wait, you're the guy from Survivor, right? Mm-hmm. And I'm like, yeah, that's me. And, people still remember. You know what I mean? So it's not like these people that played so long ago, they think that, oh, nobody knows who they are, but no.
Yesterday, massage person.
My wife's masseuse.
No, I went yesterday for a massage. I had a bachelorette shirt on. I said, oh, well, my husband was on Survivor. And they said,
I would love to, if Danny wins this, guaranteed getting some of the people that played previously back on.
Yeah. Well, and I think if she becomes what hurt too was like during Second Chances, Kelly Wigglesworth wasn't a huge star on that season. And even though she was huge back in season one, so it might have scared them away from putting some more old school people on there. But I think that if Danny and Ethan and even Amber and Yul, if they come out and people are really connecting with them, they're going to start to realize like, wow, yeah, these old school people, like we put them on because of who they were and people like that. I mean, you're saying you're still getting recognized. I think that the people from seasons 1 through 16 are more memorable than the people who play 20 to 29 because there's so many people 20 to 29 that didn't get any airtime.
Right, right. Absolutely. Like I said, this is going to be, this might open up doors for who's ever played in the past.
I also think because
I want to get this off my chest too. Remember the one episode with, because they've played Second Chances again. It was, what's his name?
It was between you and...
It was, what's his name? Second Chances. Remember? It was out of a vote on the island.
Yeah.
It was out of a vote. Who was that? He's always getting in touch with us. Remember it came down to him and, okay, you go.
Brad Culpepper.
No, not Brad.
Shane?
This is a while ago.
Shane.
Who?
Shane?
No, not Shane. Remember he bought my thing in the dodgeball tournament? Well, his episode was, you'll remember, his episode was, I guess, it came down to picking when the game just started. So he didn't get to do anything, really. And it went from him to him to him to him. What the hell is his name? You don't remember?
Oh, Jonathan?
Not Jonathan.
I'm trying.
I know. Man. Now I'm, I don't know.
Oh, he was a good dude, too. Ah, but anyway, he should have been asked for second. It'll come back to it. I think it came, I forgot what it was, but as soon as he got there.
Did he play a second time or did he only play once?
He never played again. He only played that one time, but he was, you know, he's an athlete, so on and so forth. But I always believed, and he played years ago, but I believed he should have been on Second Chances because.
Did he play before you or after you?
He played before me.
Before you. Okay, we're narrowing it down.
You're getting close.
He played before me. Oh, God, I can't believe he bought my buff. Yes, he bought my buff at the dodgeball tournament from Boston, I think.
From Boston.
Boston, huh?
Oh, wait, Kristen's getting close.
I feel like we're solving a murder mystery right now. This is great.
Right? I can't believe it. Oh,
from
who else was on that episode? Yeah, you kind of felt bad for him because
Rodney. I like Rodney.
No. All right. Well, we'll get back to that. Let's move on here.
Yeah, we'll figure it out.
Get them in.
When that one comes out, I'm so excited to find out who we were talking about here. This is everybody fast forward to later in the podcast to get your answer.
Oh, I hope so. Because it's going to kill me.
You know what I think?
Oh, I hope so. Derek? No,
you know why I think? Because it's 40 coming up.
We'll get it. Wait, here's Kristen.
You know why I think? Because 40 is up. I think that a lot of people are watching all the other seasons because a lot of people where we go, we even went to the grocery store and this young kid goes, oh my God, you're Judd. Like a lot of people, we were going to places and they're like, oh, you're Judd from Survivor, right? I'm like, this young kid, you weren't even alive. You know, like you had to have been like 4 years old. There's no way. Like, oh no, I just watched it, you know, because a lot of people are watching it now because they're going to watch the new Survivor.
Yeah.
Root season 40 because they want to see who everybody is.
Yeah.
So I think they definitely will.
They're watching the old seasons to see who the people are.
Mm-hmm.
So I know a lot of people are watching, the old cast, you know.
Wow, the grocery store, the masseuse, you guys are getting a lot of attention.
Yeah, a lot of people, the girls like, oh my God, my husband and I, we just were watching him. Oh my gosh. It was actually like Massage Envy. Doing like a free 10 minutes of each one. stretch for 10 minutes and then a massage for 10 minutes. The whatever they're doing, like a free stuff. So I had to do it.
Not bad.
Yeah. There you go. I mean, why not?
Yeah.
Why not?
Judd's over here but still thinking.
That's fine. I mean,
we'll never remember who it is.
Yes, we will.
We're going to get there. I do. My friend. I will say that most of the people who listen to us are younger. That's what we've noticed. A lot of the people who will listen to us are younger fans who are just kind of getting into it around now. And what we hear a lot is like, oh, I started watching in season 30 and now I'm going back and watching every season. Or, oh, I just started watching in season 35 and now I'm watching every season. And I'm assuming that those people who have only started maybe from season 35, if they're going to go back and rewatch, they're going to start with the seasons that are being represented on 40. So it'll start with Ethan and then Sandra and then Amber. And you start to watch it that way. And really the smart thing is for them to put Amber on, you kind of make everybody watch the first seven seasons because you got to kind of see who's on All-Star so you understand it. And then they're going to watch Guatemala. And so I think that that's probably – you'll probably see an uptick in you getting recognized because people are going to want to see how Danny played her first time.
Wow, you got to – you should be the next – you should be up for Jeff's job when Jeff
– I appreciate that. You tell Jeff right now. Give him a call.
You couldn't have said that any better, pal.
You just let Jeff know, okay? I'm ready.
I'm ready.
Yes. But anyway, yeah.
Okay. Okay. Who's somebody? Let's ask this while you try to remember the name. We're coming up on 40 minutes, so, you know, maybe 10 minutes left here. But who's somebody Danny will never work with? Do you see anybody out there that Danny's just never going to get along with or not want to work
Tony.
With? Okay.
Tony.
I don't see them working together. They seem very different.
Nah. Definitely. Tony's not going to now. Nah, because you know what's going to happen? She's going to be like, holy cow, that guy talks like Judd.
Good.
You know what I mean?
Can't have another season of that.
Yeah. Yes. Oh, no. God, not again.
Yeah.
She thought she was getting something new.
And she'll be laying around in camp and she'll be saying, oh, my God, it's like deja vu.
Mm-hmm.
That's good.
It was funny.
What? I'm still thinking of that kid's name.
All right, we got to figure this out. All right, that's our key here. So kid's name. So that means younger than you. Thinking before season 11. All right.
From
all
Boston.
Right. You're saying he went out very early is what you're telling me.
Very early.
Like Brooke?
Is it Brooke?
But wow, he was Phil. One of those guys that could have went very far in a game, but it was an unfortunate situation. It's not like anybody voted him out. It came down to maybe him having the wrong rock or something like that. Because he wasn't it came down, I believe it was a rock, and he had the wrong rock and he went home. And that was it. That was the end
of
it.
Before season 10, it was only Pascal. He was the only one, and I don't think you'd be calling him kid. Was it from Vanuatu? Because that's where all the young guys. You had Brooke, JP, John. Who else is in there? Rory.
I tell you what, man. You know what's gonna happen. As soon as I hang up with you, I'm gonna get it.
You gotta call us back when you get it.
Yeah.
Yes, I will. I, you know what? I'll do. I'll text you.
Well, we heard you can text now. We heard you got the iPhone and you're starting to text.
Sure. I'll tell you what.
He left it at work. It's my phone.
Yeah,
I love it.
I was driving home from work Saturday and I was driving home with my buddy and he's like, I was like, oh, I forgot my phone. So he's like, oh, no, we'll go back and get it. I'm like, no, dude. No, I don't need a phone.
Who needs
that? I'm not like that. But I do give you guys a lot of credit for texting on the flip phone.
It's hard. It was hard.
Yes.
And you know what?
Yes. So they made this a lot easier now.
Also, there's so many sets of twins. There's so many sets of twins. I don't know why they don't do that. You have Cindy and Mindy. You have Judd and Timmy. You have Jamie and Rainey. T-Bird has a twin brother.
Should do Survivor Twins.
Yeah, there's a whole bunch of twins. They should do like a...
The girls from Edgewater?
The girls, oh yeah, Natalie and her sister.
Oh, and yeah. Nadia. You had So Kim, who had a, oh, was that a twin sister or was just her sister? But that was, she got voted out first, oh, but I know twin. Her sister was.
Yeah, yeah. They're twins. There's so many twins. I don't understand. And there's more. I don't know why they don't do that.
I like the idea yeah. of twins. I think this is good.
Oh, yeah. They. I mean, I think they should.
Why does yeah. Alexa on. Get on? Alexa, how many times have you tried?
Tried four times, I think.
Now,
Jamie's ex-girlfriend's on it this season.
Yeah, Jamie's ex-girlfriend's on it. It was hilarious. We saw her name come up, and I'm
39.
Wait, which one?
Yeah.
Yes, I almost died.
And we actually met her. Her name is Nora.
Oh yeah,
that's Jamie's ex-girlfriend. How about that?
Wow, that is a fun fact.
So he had no idea. He's, I'm like, Jamie, you're not gonna believe this. He's like, what? He's like, Nori's, I'm going to be on Survivor. He's like, oh, shit.
Now I'm so excited to watch. That's good. That's such a good. Oh, that's awesome.
Shit. Yeah. So, that's going to be awesome. Very funny. The conversations wow. they have in that camp about Jamie Newton.
That's Guatemala. It's Guatemala, the most relevant season now.
I can't wait. What's going to end up happening is Guatemala is going to end up breaking Australia's record for most returning players soon. It went from none to now all of a sudden there's going to be like 10 of you who end up coming back and playing again.
Danny.
Yeah, exactly.
Danny. Yeah, we should restart again.
That would be a great season to yeah. do over, especially since Stephanie and Bobby John would no longer be like as big and like you guys would all be on a level playing field. That would be great.
Yeah, wouldn't that be funny?
Well,
that'd be great.
I think that if Danny doesn't win, it's going to be somebody that was already from 1 to 15. It's going to be an old school mm-hmm. player.
Mm-hmm.
That's what I think.
Or Tyson.
Tyson, an old school player. Or Tyson. But I think it's
yeah. Yeah, Tyson was 18, so that's close. I mean, everything pre-Heroes, Villains is pretty much old school, right?
Yeah, 18's – well, yeah, 18's the limit, I would say.
Yeah, because then it goes to Russell, and then that's when it becomes idol getting and all that fun stuff.
Now, Alexa, are you in Manhattan?
I am. I live in Alphabet City.
Oh, cool.
Yeah, that's a very nice way to say that. A lot of people think Alphabet City's that great.
Really?
Yeah, it's a little nicer than I love it around here.
Oh, I think every neighborhood has its own charm to it.
Yeah. Are you guys, I see a lot of trees in your backyard. It looks like you're not in Manhattan.
Yeah, we're in Jersey.
Oh, you're good. Where I was going to say, there's nowhere in Manhattan with that.
Oh, you're in Ridgefield. Oh.
Yeah,
okay.
Yeah. We're right by Fort Lee. I mean, literally.
Oh, you're close.
I don't know, driving in 10 minutes, 15 minutes.
Mm.
Yeah. When was the last time Judd did this with you?
Oh, 2 years ago.
2 summers ago?
Maple Avenue.
Was it before my surgery?
Yeah. Before.
Because I've had brain surgery since then.
Yeah, she's had.
Wow.
She's had a rough road. She's had brain surgery. What was it in July?
Brain surgery.
Actually, about 5. But.
Wow. How do we feel? Feeling okay?
She's doing all right.
Pacemaker in this side of my brain.
You can never tell just by looking at her. Look at that.
Can't even tell.
Yummy, yummy,
yummy. Yeah, I've been suffering from seizures, but I'm okay. I'm getting better.
You're doing well.
She's doing quite well.
Yeah, Columbia Presbyterian, so they're doing good for me.
There we go.
That's good. I'm glad to hear that. Very glad to hear that.
Keep the massages going, definitely.
Yeah.
Yes.
Judd's taking good care of me.
Wow. What a guy.
Thank you.
You learned from Margaret, right, Judd? You learned from Margaret out in Guatemala.
It's funny you said that before because we had a conversation about, you know, you root for all the Guatemalan people, but if she was on it, I don't know, man.
That's your one person.
No, I'm kidding. Oh, Jesus. It's Margaret.
Dog didn't like that.
No, he loves Margaret. We have a friend named Margaret. Yeah, so yeah.
There we have it.
So what do we got here then? Do you have any last things for us here on Danny that you want to throw in here? We're at 45 minutes. Did you remember the name of the person? Where are we at?
Well, I'll tell you what. I don't know the name of the person, but I will definitely get back to you, and you will definitely know who I meant and who it was. And
okay.
I just wanted Danny. I'm rooting for you, baby. Let's get all of these old players back. It's up to you, kid. Not that much pressure. But it's up to you.
All the pressure.
To make it happen.
We're going to play that clip in 2 years when Judd's going back out onto the island. We're going to play that clip as like his hype video.
Yes.
That's
You.
Well, yeah.
You guys are awesome. And hey, Alexa, I really hope you get on it, my friend. I will definitely.
That's what I'm going for. I hope so.
Did you try out too?
I've tried out before, yeah. Yeah, a couple times.
Are you still trying out or
I've applied.
We're working on it.
Last couple. Yeah.
I'm definitely gonna be your number one fans for sure.
Well, that's what we need to convince everybody over at Survivor, you know?
That's it. Judd likes us. What more do you need?
Yeah. If Judd likes us, who else is gonna everybody's gonna like us, right? Oh my God. We passed the hardest test there is.
You guys are such scumbags.
That's the best way to end this.
That really is.
No, I love you guys, and I want to thank you so much for thinking about me and having me on your podcast.
We love having you. Yeah. And Kristen, we love having you. And the name of your dog, love having your dog on. Love having everybody.
And I will text you his name.
Text us, yes.
Look at every cast.
I am going back to the cast, and I will let you know, my friends.
We love
it.
Can't wait to hear it.
I cannot wait.
All right. Well, we had a blast. Thank you so much, Jen.
Well, hey, thank you so much for having me.
Bye.
Yep.
Bye.
Bye.
Have a nice weekend.
Bye-bye.
Bye.